T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Oh, you might have heard recently that post-pandemic, some businesses in our area are having a really tough time gearing up for the summer season because they are understaffed. Well, joining us live on the 1010 Winds Newsline, Brooklyn Chamber of Commerce President Randy Pierce. Randy, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So, Randy, I understand you've done a survey on this. So exactly how many businesses are having trouble filling jobs?
So we surveyed our small businesses all across the borough. 64% of the businesses expressed that they are experiencing difficulties filling vacancies for available positions for a whole variety of reasons. 41% of them said they couldn't provide adequate number of hours. 42% said that enhanced unemployment and extended unemployment has been an issue. And a third issue is really childcare. Many businesses are indicating that their employees can't find appropriate childcare.
Yeah, let's dissect that a little bit about the unemployment benefits. Big controversy in Washington. You know, we have that kind of not so great jobs report, and some people say, well, it's because people are saying, well, keep the benefits. Why should I go back to work? I get more money from the benefit. Is there some truth to that?
Oh yeah, I think our survey data shows that. I mean, it is supposed to be a safety net. So if you're able to go back to work, then you really should be considering going back. But for those who need the safety net, then it's important. So it's a really tough issue. It's been reported on quite a bit, but I certainly think we're seeing on the ground, especially with the small business community, that the extended unemployment is impacting the labor market as we speak.
What can they do, though, to get people to come back? I mean, are they in a position as small businesses who've been suffering through this pandemic to increase the wage for workers to lure them back?
Well, I think some of them are looking at hiring bonuses. Other of them are looking at more flexible work arrangements, right? So they're adjusting work hours and work schedules if possible, you know, and they're tapping into other sources of labor. They're looking at, you know, it's the summertime. More and more young adults are going to be available for work. And I think they're looking to train on the job for people who want to enter into particular fields. You know, a lot of this is the hospitality sector. A lot of it is restaurants, for example. They're really facing a crunch right now in terms of finding employees.
Yeah. And, you know, so many women had to take a back seat from work during the pandemic. They had to stay home. The kids are home because the kids couldn't go to school. So somebody had to be with them. So now you would think that women would be starting to look for jobs again, although I guess maybe childcare is still an issue. Not all the kids are back.
Yeah, there's a lot of intertwining issues here. And I think childcare is probably your clearest example. I mean, my daughter, for example, high school age, she only goes to school 2 days a week, but and a lot of kids are still doing remote. So, you know, through the end of the school year, it's going to be a challenge. We're seeing shortages in childcare workers, right? And I think that in part is because the salary structure for childcare workers is so low. And they're the ones that are probably saying, hey, look, it might be better for me to be on unemployment right now. So we've got a lot of these sort of intertwined issues. And I think we're going to have to sort this out from a policy perspective if we're really going to get our economy to fully recover in a rapid way.
Yeah. Randy, I mean, should we be worried at all that, you know, let's say we want to go enjoy Brooklyn over the summer, go enjoy Coney Island, some of the unbelievable restaurants in Brooklyn. Is there a fear that some things just won't be up and running at full speed this summer?
I mean, I think we have to understand that we've really rapidly reopened. It's a good thing for the most part. So certainly the businesses needed that. I think if you're a consumer or a customer, exercise patience. I mean, things will be open, We want you to go out and patronize local businesses, but be patient. Things may take a little bit longer. The customer service may be, you know, a little different than it was before, but understand we're sort of working this out right now. It's a real-time issue, but the main thing is we're back in business, and we encourage everybody to get out and enjoy Coney Island and all the other major venues across New York City.
Yeah, I've got to get over there and check out one of your terrific restaurants this summer with the family. We thank you so much, Randy.
Oh, thank you.
All right, and good luck with the hiring.